We're back on the record. The time is 9:36 a.m. for OPA PA-12-007, DMR versus GSA.
Thank you, Mr. Hearings Officer, for giving us the five-minute break. After considering the request by the Hearings Officer whether appellant would be willing to withdraw its appeal at this time, we would inform the Hearings Officer that we do not wish to withdraw the appeal, and we would like to renew our request to stay this matter pending a final determination by the Superior Court of Guam on the binding and enforceability of the settlement agreement reached by the government of Guam and the appellant.
Okay. The witness on the stand right now is Claudia Akfaji, and she is, my understanding, your last witness.
And I also understand that Ms. Claudia Akfaji is not here.
No, she is here.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
She just moved out.
And prior to putting her back on the stand then, Mr. Hearings Officer, I would ask for a determination on the special appearance of the Attorney General in this matter. As you fully know, the Attorney General has a conflict of interest with respect to this particular witness. And the Attorney General, because of its conflict, should not be permitted to participate in these proceedings and to use information derived from its client to the disadvantage of its client. So I think it's very important that there be an official determination on its special appearance before we proceed further. I would also note that I have objected to the continuance of this matter today into full merits hearing. It is now 9:37. I have a deposition scheduled this morning. I would also note that at yesterday's hearing, in the presence of both the Attorney General and of all the parties involved in this case, it was represented to us that this would be a status scheduling hearing. And so, unfortunately, at this time, I am requesting that we continue this hearing until such time as we become available.
And when might that be?
When is the Madam Auditor available for hearing and Mr. Hearings Officer?
No, I mean today. When would that be?
The deposition is scheduled for a full day. It was supposed to start at 9 a.m. to run to 5 p.m. today. I could take a break for lunch and we can do a 1.5-hour lunch hearing.
We, you know, looking at the transcript here, it says that we would, if there's a settlement, we would come back and dispose of this matter formally in about a half an hour. But if there was no settlement, then we would proceed. That was my understanding, and I thought that was clear to everybody. We want to proceed today.
If I may.
Yes.
Mr. Hearings Officer, with regards to the settlement, as we've said repeatedly, the parties have a settlement. That settlement, if it were signed by the Attorney General, this wouldn't be a problem. We'd all know that everything was fine, and there wouldn't be any need to go forward with the hearing. However, the Attorney General has raised issues that need to be decided. If this settlement is good, then we don't need a hearing. If it's not good, then that's something that we need to decide across the street before we can go forward here, because there's no sense in going forward with a hearing on a settlement that is valid, and this is not the place to decide whether the settlement is invalid. That being said, the best course of action is that I would concur with DMR that these proceedings should be stayed while we at least figure out that threshold issue.
Well, yesterday the Superior Court did not stay this proceeding, and we're not here to make a determination whether or not there is a settlement or not. What we have before us is an appeal, and we have to proceed with that appeal unless the case is dismissed or unless the case is resolved. I know you say you have a settlement. I know that the appellant says they have a settlement, but there is no signed settlement. The Attorney General's signature is required. There is no award in this case at this point. And so if the Superior Court is going to make a determination as to whether or not there's a settlement, that's fine with us, but we don't have one now. You would agree that they have a right to object or refuse to sign if they're issues of illegality or the format is wrong, correct?
I would agree with that.
Okay. And they have raised, by their own assertions today, they've raised illegality issues about the contract.
They've raised issues that have not been decided.
Right, and this body can't decide that either.
It's absolutely outside of this body's jurisdiction. Yesterday at the Superior Court, the reason the court declined to impose the stay is because there had been no action yet from this body. He said there had been no adverse action, meaning this body had not denied the stay, and the court felt it was without jurisdiction at that time to proactively order the public auditor to not do something that she hasn't either decided to do or not do.
Okay, but my understanding is you're asking the Superior Court to determine that there is either an agreement in place, a settlement, or to order the Attorney General to sign it, which they have the authority to do, or to stop this. And presented with the issue of a possible settlement, they refused to issue a stay. This office has the obligation to move forward with this proceeding in the absence of an order of the court or an agreement. And I know you say you have an agreement, but you don't have an agreement, actually. Or the issue is at least up in the air.
Mr. Hearing Officer, just if I may please, one quick comment. It does not appear that formally, at least, any party has ever submitted the settlement agreement, the proposed partially signed settlement agreement, to the Office of the Attorney General for its assessment. There's been no formal presentation. There is a procedure for this. And although we're aware of it because of filings in this case, and we've addressed what we perceive to be illegalities, it has not been formally presented to the Attorney General's office. That's the only point I'd like to make.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Well, I don't think that's an issue. The position of the Attorney General has been made clear, and you've represented that you have identified your problems with it from a legal standpoint to the parties.
If we can stay these proceedings pending the formal presentation to the Attorney General.
We do not favor a stay. I didn't mean to suggest that at all.
To me, that's not an issue at this point.
Mr. Hearings Officer, perhaps a recommendation at this point is for the OPA to issue a written order denying any stay of this matter and denying the acceptance of the order of dismissal by stipulation due to the settlement agreement. With that written order in place, that permits both the appellant and the government of Guam to proceed to the Superior Court and request that the Superior Court issue a writ of mandamus to direct the stay of these proceedings and to enter the order of the settlement agreement in the other matter. So at the very least, it provides a remedy to all parties, because that's exactly what this entire process was intended to do, was to provide a remedy to the parties. What we have in this case is an appellant, a protestant, who is stuck between two warring factions of the government. And all we're asking is that you stay these proceedings to allow us to pursue the remedies available to us should you deny the stay. That should only take us another couple of days in order to file a writ of mandate in the Superior Court of Guam.
Do you have a hearing, a subsequent hearing to the proceedings you filed yesterday?
The court has asked that we deal with the issue of the substitution of the AG, because at that point, we don't need the Attorney General's to enter a dismissal of the proceeding in the Superior Court if the governor's office substitutes in. And in that case, the court can still entertain the issue of the motion for summary judgment by hearing to determine the final issue, because that leaves the Attorney General a remedy to pursue a remedy before the Superior Court to ask the Superior Court not enter the settlement agreement. So you see, that is the very reason why we come to this body and ask that this body allow the parties to take the remedies available under the law. By allowing a short delay with a written order of stay, that permits all the parties to take the necessary legal action.
Just to advise this body, this morning I asked Mr. Abrams to sign the substitution of counsel, substituting out the Office of the Attorney General for the governor's legal counsel in the Superior Court proceedings, and he executed that substitution. I will have it filed immediately after these proceedings.
Do you intend then to bring this matter back to the Superior Court as an ex parte matter on the same filing?
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay. S- So just to summarize and be clear on this matter, what you expect the Superior Court to do is rule on whether or not you have a settlement agreement and or to issue or an order that the Attorney General execute the agreement. Is that correct?
We would ask the Superior Court to issue an order ordering the Attorney General to approve and sign the settlement agreement and the subsequent award to be made to DMR. The Attorney General's power there, our position is that this has already been decided by the Supreme Court, and that their jurisdiction is strictly as to form and legality.
That's right. I agree. The Supreme Court decided that in the Guam International Airport Authority case. And how long do you think that's going to take? Could be done within a week?
We can file a writ of mandate probably by, if not the end of close of business tomorrow, then by Thursday, when the Superior Court could entertain it. If it's ex parte, they could probably hear it by Friday. So yes, about a week, I would say, conservatively.
Especially since Christmas is next week, so.
Okay. All right. Well, then we will continue this matter until the 27th at 9 a.m. If we do not have an agreement or a decision out of the court, we are compelled to continue with this hearing, and we will do so.
On that date?
On that date, 9 a.m.
May we reduce that order to writing, Mr. Hearing Officer, and submit it for your approval?
Yes, please.
Even though we present the issue before the court, I can't speak for the court as to when it would issue an actual decision in order. If it takes it under advisement, it could be longer before we get a resolution from there. Do you still want to come back on the 27th just to decide that?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Okay. Anything further? Yes, if we could get courtesy copies of any pleadings that are filed in the Superior Court, please.
Sure, not a problem. Can I send it via email? Do you want it via email?
Yes, that's fine.
This will be just courtesy copies.
So, Ms. Ikfaji, 27th at 9 a.m., you will be on the stand if we do not have a resolution.
If the court takes it under advisement, though, would we continue at that time again? Are you going to go forward with the hearing?
We intend to go forward. I intended to go forward today because we are not under any order to stay. We have an obligation to move this matter forward. It has not been withdrawn, and no award has been made. So, okay. You might want to inform the court of our position in that regard.
Yes, and that's why I've requested a written order, so the court is fully aware of how the OPA intends to proceed.
Okay.
I think that would be helpful to the court.
All right. We'll see you next week.
One clarification.
Sure.
Would the Attorney General's office be asked to approve the order prior to submission to you?
Instead, I will just issue the order.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're recessed, right?
Yes, with nothing further, we are off the record.
The time is 9:49 a.m. for OPAPA-12-007. We're on recess until December 27 at 9 a.m.
That's correct. Merry Christmas to you.